All right. Well, welcome to the next talk. I'm going to be talking about open QA testing of a pretty complex graphical desktop environment. So I'm a operating systems developer. I've been involved in GNOME for a long time, possibly too long. And I've also been involved in CodeThink for maybe 10 years, off and on. We're like a consultancy firm based in Manchester. And we work a lot with the automotive industry, helping them with testing. So that's how we got an interest in open QA. And that led on to research of trying to set it up for GNOME OS as well.
Is your microphone working?
It should be, but maybe it's not.
It is green,
but yeah, can nobody hear me? Ah, okay, so there's no room speakers. All right, I'll try and talk a bit louder. So GNOME is a desktop environment. How many GNOME users do we have in the room? Quite a few. KDE users? Nice. Other desktop environments? Tiling window managers, etc. Quite an even mix, actually. Everybody welcome. So GNOME is quite an old project, right? GNOME predates FOSDEM, Git. It's older than Greta Thunberg. It's older than some of its contributors. It's older than MySpace. And this leads to some sort of technical challenges that have built up over the years. So the GNOME designers design a cohesive experience of everything working together. But then we release more than 200 individual modules as tarballs. And distributions get to integrate those back together to produce something that hopefully works. So it's difficult to test those 200 modules. It's difficult to test what we release. Maybe you've heard of Conway's Law, the rule that a project source code will mirror the structure of the organization that makes it. So this is a rough diagram of how GNOME development works. Most of the work is done by module teams who focus kind of on individual modules or one or two modules. So things are tested well in isolation. And then the release team tries to build everything, and they get to the point of like, okay, everything builds, so we'll release it. And they give this to packagers, who give it to users. So the question is, which of these groups are responsible for integration testing? The maintainers are working on isolated components. The release team are very busy. And distro developers are also very busy. So certainly when the project started, the users were responsible for integration testing. You got to use Linux for free, and you got to report bugs if it broke. And we would give the works on my machine certificate. And you'd get a lot of crazy bugs at integration time, like, oh, this feature doesn't work because it turns out the code isn't broken, but you passed the wrong configure flags, so you don't get the feature that you wanted. Time has passed since then. There have been lots of development. GitLab. GitLab was a huge help for GNOME, and it means that we can now do CI quite easily. So the situation now looks kind of like this. Module maintainers generally have unit tests, and we'll check that the module works in isolation. The release team have an integration repo that says these are the versions of the components that make up this GNOME release. So we know what we're releasing. And distributions have started doing some downstream testing as well. At least some distributions have. There's a lot of good work going on testing that the released software is good. But there's still